Father in heaven, again, again we are here. Came of our own free will. Came, Lord, with purpose. That we would hear what you are again saying to the church. Open again our eyes and our ears and stir us from the melancholy of the usual. Song says there's more. If we'll just say yes, God, how it stirs our imagination when we think of what more could be like for us. More is an inspirational word for us. More helps us to press when we are depressed. It helps us to look for the detours and the way around the obstacles when our ways have been stymied. More tells us not to stop here, that it's out there, over the next mountain. It's through the next valley. It's why we keep taking therapy, why we keep taking the prescription, because more is through all of those things. And we want to say yes. And God, we pray that preaching and clarity will help us to say yes. Lord, what are you saying to the church? Are we listening? Are we still there? Are we still seated at your feet that we would hear what you're saying to the church? God, we pray that we haven't tuned out too soon, that we didn't walk away too soon. Speak to us now in this moment. Give us this day. What are you saying to the church? God, help me to help them. So what we've shared together, Lord, now becomes the inspiration for the next level life. Oh God, help us right now. We don't want to bank on next Sunday. We don't want to look to next Wednesday. We need it now. This is the moment we have. This is our time. Speak to us. Collectively and individually, that we would know the voice of our King and say yes. Forgive us of our sins, we do pray. In the name of Jesus. And the redeemed of the Lord said together, amen, 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 and amen. Amen. Let's bless the Lord by the clapping of our hands together. Come on and bless him. Oh, come on. God is an awesome God. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Psalm 68, please. Psalm 68. Psalm 68. We are so very thankful that you are with us, standing on your feet together. We thank God that you brought your Bible. And you didn't bring one that you've leaned over and share with your neighbor in just a few moments. We'll move right on together. Amen. Amen. Psalm 68. And pray that you'll join us. Verse 19. Psalm 68. Psalm 68 at verse 19. The King James Version says, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." And then there's a pause phrase there because they certainly want you to think about it. The Living Translation says, "Praise the Lord, praise God our Savior, for each day he carries us in his arms." And they want you to pause. It says interlude, which means we wait. God bless you in your waiting. You may be seated. Do me a little favor here. It's 12:31, and good church and etiquette requires that you be gone by 1 o'clock, lest I be judged as a long-winded preacher. And we don't want that to happen. Look at your neighbor and smile. Please smile at your neighbor. They could use the blessing. Smile. Smile and say, "Neighbor, that preacher up there is going to preach, reflecting and rejoicing. God is good." Reflecting and rejoicing, God is good. There are probably many avenues to travel when you talk about the goodness of God. And I thought about it the last couple of days. As some of you know, we've been asking and certainly we've been receiving and rejoicing in your prayers that that my father has cancer now, and he's 78 years old, and so we went down to kind of see for ourselves. You know, my mother and sister had me thinking he'd be dead before I got there. You know, I've come to learn that just because they say you got it don't mean it's going to kill you. Amen. So I got there and I went to see the doctor, and the technology is wonderful. You know, they got CDs now. So they put a little CD in, and it's in vivid colors, and she was showing me, you know, this is your father laying on his back, and this is his head and shoulders, and she showed me where the tumor was, and she said, "Well, this is what we're working on." She said, "This is where the drama is." She's a cool doctor, you know. She said, "This is the drama we got to deal with right here." And she said, "You know, your father's 78 years old, and he's lived a good life." She said, "I've listened to your mother and sister." And she said, "I wanted to talk to you." She said, they told me you were the preacher." I said, "Well, that's another one. He's not as good as I am, but there's another one." And she said, "They said you had a sense of humor." But she says, "You know, I was telling your father that he has nothing to be afraid of or nothing to be ashamed of." She said, I've seen a lot of this. She said, but we've got to fight. And the only way you lose is when you don't fight."
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so we, you know, we went through that, and I looked and I said, "Okay." So we go out and I said, "You know, Dad, you got to remember how wonderful your life has been in order to be inspired about how wonderful you want your life to be." And the Holy Spirit reminded me of Psalm 68:19. "Blessed be." That's a good opening argument. You imagine what your life would be like going forward from this seventh day in October if everything you approached in life was met with "Blessed be the Lord." Ah, y'all thinking about it. Listen, stuff's going to happen to us. It's going to happen. Trust me, some of us right now, it's happening to us. But reflecting and rejoicing will remind you that God is good. You know, David helps us. I told Irm White we're gonna do short preaching today, and I mean it. I'm about three quarters of the way I want to go. Y'all ain't saying amen. Like rubbing up that line. He know good and well. He ain't got 2 minutes under his belt. But you know, I'm convinced that something's going on inside of me right now that I have no idea.
Come on, Pastor. Come on, Pastor.
But does that mean God ain't good?
Right, right.
I've got bills to pay. I've got grown children that are, oh God have mercy. But I'm just reflecting and rejoicing that God is good.
Yes, sir.
David helps us to understand. If you read all of Psalm 68, David is ebbing and flowing like crazy. Anybody else know what that's like? I mean, God have mercy. You know, you have those moments when, man, come on, what else? I just got that fixed. I just got that out the house. I just got rid of roaches. Now I see rats.
Yeah, come on.
Some of y'all saying you need to clean up your house, man. No, I'm not at my house. I don't have that problem. But I'm convinced that David is right. So the New Living Translation says, "Praise the Lord."
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. You got to learn how to bless the Lord. Even in the hard stuff.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Seasons are crazy. I stood out in the yard the other day, Deacon Davis, and all these leaves, you know, falling. So I took the blower, you know, I'm trying to be a, you know, I took a blow all these leaves. And when I looked behind me,
yes, sir.
The other leaves that had came, all the ones I blew that way called the other ones and said, "Hey, going this way, y'all come the other way." I said, "Come on, y'all got to be kidding." So I said, "Okay, I got y'all." So now I started just spinning around going, I was having fun. Then I got dizzy. I said, "Well, I gotta stop that." But, you know, it's just every day something. Now watch what the writer says. We're going. He said, daily he loads up. Load is a hard word if you're not careful. Because a load means it's heavy. Sometimes blessings can be heavy. Watch this. Watch me. To be blessed with a long life is good. But when your legs are hurting and arthritis and rheumatism and cancer and stuff comes because of long life. You didn't have that problem when you was young. You remember when you were young, you could run fast and do stuff, and you didn't even think about blessed life. Now you're loaded with benefits, but you got problems. So some people say, "Well, I'd rather be alive with this than dead." And I agree with you. I told my dad that the other day. And I'm not going to make this sermon just about my dad, but it was good preaching material. I said, "Let me tell you something, that big boy. You know, when you get a little age, you can talk to your parents some kind of way, you know." I said, "Let me tell you something, man. You want to die? You'll die by yourself. I'm not coming back down here to watch you die." I said, "You got grandchildren, man. Come on, you got a man up. You going to sit here and not eat? Fuss at people because we trying to make you live? Man, you done lost your mind." Waiting on him to make a move. I can take him. He said, "You're right.
Come on,
you're right.
Come on."
We brought the baby down. We brought little Sadie. You know, that was going to be our whole card. You know, when you bring babies around old people, I ain't trying to pick on nobody who, "Oh, I'm almost old." See what happened to our boys when I said, "Oh." That's the Lord said, "See there, you play with it." So he, I said, "Give him the baby." I said, "This is why you can't give up. He don't know you yet. He need to know you." And man, he started talking baby talk. You know when you get old people talk baby talk, they feel good. You're like, "Look at you, boy. That right hand that he never does anything with, he put it up behind him." You know, because you need to do that when you hold, because you drop somebody's baby, they get kind of funny. And he talked to him. And we eased out the room.
And that's the most I've heard my daddy say since 1998 when he had his stroke. And they said he would never say nothing. Right. Never do. He talked to that baby endlessly and endlessly. And everybody started wailing up with tears. I said, that's why. That's why we got to be a family. That's why we got to remember all that God. Because if it wasn't for him, there'd be no him. And what David is trying to help us understand, if it wasn't for him, there'd be no you. And as good as you got it, you got to reflect and rejoice that your God is good. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Doesn't matter how much it hurts. It doesn't matter how much you cry. You got to remember that God is good. David said, I remember you in the watches. I remember you. I will wake up every day and say thank you. I may not have all the vim and vigor. May not have the money. May not try the same thing. May not be able to do all. But God is good. I'm not going to die without praising him. Every one of you in this room, you got to shout. You got one somewhere.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You got something in your happenings right now. I don't care about the summons. I don't care about the foreclosure, the repossession. Where Miss Davis at? There you are. Hey. The heck with all that.
Yes, sir.
You got a reason to say thank you. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Worthy is the Lord and worthy to be praised. Our God is awesome. Lift up your head. Shout with a voice of triumph. Walk around here trying to have your self-inflicted pity party. Ain't nobody coming. David said his word. He said, I adore you, Lord. You have proven yourself every day of my life.
Yes, sir. Every day. Every
day. I'm going to make sure everybody else know that, too.
Yeah.
You do know when some folk come see how you're handling it. You remember Candace when she came to Solomon? She said, ooh, Lord have mercy. The half has not been told. She said, I heard about you, but I had to come see it for myself. Let me help you understand something. When you are in whatever you in, let God be glorified.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When they come to look at you, want to have pity for you and sit down and say, oh, it's a shame you lost your house. Oh, it's a shame you lost your job. You can look at them and say, excuse me? I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. If you didn't come here to bless the Lord, you at the wrong address. God is good. But you don't have no job. You got cancer. You got this. God is good. I'm going to be the best cancer representative that God has in this zip code right now. David said, I adore him. I've been running. I lived in caves. My son went crazy. My boss man tried to kill me. My family didn't want me to get anointed. God's been good. I don't have no complaints. David said, listen, you've got to understand the power and providence of God. But these light momentary afflictions, that's not the summary of your life. Look at the name and say, just turn the page. There's some more reading to be done here. My story don't end. What that song? That's not how the story ends 3 days later. Turn the page. Some of you sitting around waiting on folk to turn it for you, turn your own page.
Yes. Yes,
through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come.
Yes, sir.
David said, I'm just thinking about it. And every time you think about it, there's an automatic response code built in us that makes us say hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Am I right about it?
Yes, sir.
He said, listen, there are things about me y'all don't know. Y'all don't know everything. He said, I've been outnumbered. I've been surrounded. Modern day church says I've been scandalized. Show us your bone. Talked about it. David said, I don't let none of that stuff stop me from blessing my God. You know, some folk, you can tell how life going whether or not they go to church on Sunday. Hello. You can tell who got a job whether or not they go to church or praise the Lord or how they move about the sanctuary. Don't even get to the offering part. Just how they act. Some folk come in with I ain't happy attitude, but I'm going anyhow. No. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. That ain't just for the choir. That's for everybody.
Yes.
Nudge your neighbor and say, how'd you come in here today? Some of y'all done gone to signify. David says, please understand, I've got issues. David said, I'm of the mindset that God will see me through. That's my last version. I'm done. David said, I have willed God to make a way for me. I made up my mind. David, if you go over to Psalm 121, I got them in my head sometimes. Psalm 121, I believe it is, he talks about looking to the hills.
Uh-huh.
I know what God will do.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
I ain't got to look hard for him. I just got to look up.
Yes, sir.
You know, why art thou downcast, oh my soul? Why am I? You every now and then, you got to ask yourself, why do I feel like this? This ain't me. You ever had people come in and say, that ain't you? What's wrong, homegirl? You ain't yourself today. I'm going through. Well, get through. We need you. You know, you're the life of the party. You've been the thrill seeker of the year. So all of a sudden now, because you got a little situation, because he left, because you broke. You know, I've learned that being broke ain't bad because people do stuff for you. They'll buy your lunch. They say, I know you ain't got no money. Come on, I'll take you to lunch. Thank you. David said, look, I know that I can will God to help me. God has the ability, watch this, to respond to whatever you ask him if you'll ask him.
Yes, he will.
David says, well, you know, God, when you led people from Egypt, you were bad to the bone. The earth trembled and the heavens poured out rain because you said so. Now here's what I need you to understand. Because you have a God who can make the earth tremble and the heavens pour out rain, what make you think that little deal you got going is impossible for God? You talking about a God who just started talking and trees showed up. You talking about a God who said, let there be. And before it knew what it was, it just said, okay. They didn't even know where to go. He said, moon, you will be with the lesser part. Sun, you need to go over there. And y'all stay apart from each other. Every now and then, he let them pass each other so they can reflect on that day. That's why we have eclipses. So the sun and moon say, you remember that day? Yeah. God said, dirt, you don't know what to be, but you're going to be that which everybody stands upon, builds upon. You know dirt is in everything we do. You need dirt to build. You need dirt to eat. Y'all ain't getting this. Some people call you dirt and say, thank you. Because you need dirt. You ain't nothing but dirt, bless you. You can't make nothing without dirt. God said, grass,
yes, sir.
Come on in. Someone's going to smoke you, but you'll be all right. God help y'all. God said, listen, I just say stuff. So you think what you're dealing with, I can't just say something? That's why the writer said, that word I hid in my heart. Because when I need it, I know where to get it from. You have the ability, God. Now I'm asking you. Do it.
You walk out of here today, you got a few minutes, get yourself together, get your bag, put your shoes back on, we leave.
You don't leave here today without rejoicing.
Yes, sir.
Don't you walk out of here without reflecting,
yes, sir,
that God is good.
Yes, sir.
After all I've been through,
yes, sir,
you didn't just show up today with all that.
Yeah.
David said, you know, God, you have provided for the people. And then the text, he said, Lord, you have done this. Now watch this. I like this verse. In verse 18, the latter clause, he said, now the Lord will live among us here.
Yes,
yes. Our God is never far away.
That's right.
He's not the kind of God that you can't get in touch with.
Uh-huh.
Not the kind of God that you can't make an appointment to see. He said, after all of the things that we've seen God do, the gifts that he gave to men and the wonder of him, he now hangs out with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many of y'all like hanging out with God?
Come on.
Yes, sir.
I do. Mama said, you will be known, dear child, by the company you keep. John said, don't worry about it because we are the children of God. That's the kind of company we keep. We are now the children of God.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a shout go right there. Why? Because he cares for us.
Yes.
The Lord himself said, listen, what father wouldn't provide for his children? Can I tell you that you got it?
Yes, sir.
That's why you're shouting early. You got it. You don't have to wait till it gets here. You got it. Whatever you desire of God, anything that you could ask or imagine, you got it.
All right.
I put a note here. I thought there'd be some shouting. I told you. You are already healed.
Yeah.
You're already out.
Yeah.
You're already up.
Yeah.
You're already employed.
Yeah.
You're already building a new house.
Yeah.
You're already shopping for a new car.
Yeah.
You're already getting your diploma. You're already there. Look at your name and say, I got it. Because my God shall supply all I need. I'm shouting early. So I don't see it yet. You can say, listen, we walk by faith and not by sight. I'm shouting about stuff I just got faith in. Y'all ain't helping me here. You ain't got to wait till you put your hands on it. How many of you know that some things are better before you put your hands on them?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I've got what I need.
Yeah.
I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. He said, listen, you do understand that it's every day the Lord will bless us. Now every day means just that.
Uh-huh.
Every day. He said, every day God's going to do it. Every day God's going to come through. God's not going to give me no off day. God's not going to have a bad day. But every day, God is going to come through. Am I right about it? So we can shout now to the consistency of our God. Why? Because daily, God is going to come through. Every time, I remember when I was a little fella growing up down in Jacksonville during the summertime, the ice cream man came every day. Amen. Every day, we would wait for the ice cream man. Now, here, watch this now. Every day, we didn't have no money for the ice cream man, but the ice cream man came. And here's what would happen. Mama would tell us early in the morning, because the ice cream man came through my part of town, usually around about 1 o'clock. About 1 o'clock, you could hear him 6-7 streets over, and we would start getting ourselves ready. And Mama would say early in the morning, let me tell y'all something. That ice cream truck come, don't come running up here, ask me about no ice cream man money. Ice cream man got enough money, I ain't got none. So every day, mama gave her a little speech. Some days she didn't remember, but every day the truck came. And so every day we got ourselves together. We were brothers and sisters, siblings. You know, there are times when we fought like cats and dogs. But about 12:30, before Ice Cream Man, we became a union. We said, listen, this is what we're going to do. You go in and ask because you hadn't messed up today. And mom, you always send the brother or sister that ain't messed up. Now, God help you if you're only child. But God, we would sit there and plot and plot. And mama being mama couldn't help but look on our little Molly faces that she would say and feel sorry for us. So the ice cream truck, now it hits Martha Street and it's bing, 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 bing. And we said, mama, here come. She didn't I tell y'all, don't ask me about no ice cream truck today. And say, but mama, all we want is one popsicle and we'll share. Now, see, when you give your mama a story like that, she said, oh, Lord, they done learned to share. She said, well, let me see what I, and every, listen, y'all ain't helping, but the truck would slow down and we would send one brother out, my little brother, to hold up the truck while the rest of us negotiating. And the man would sit there and while he's ringing a little bit, other kids would come. You know, if you down there and the truck stopped, you just go to the truck. But when, and mama would finally get her pocketbook. She had a little change purse. You know, old school ladies had these little things with the little snap thing on it. Yeah, thank you. And she'd come out there and stand there and say, now what y'all want? And we would forget about saying that one popsicle. We would name bombsicles and fudgesicles and orangesicles. And mama said, wait a minute now. I thought y'all was going to get one thing together. And the man said, well, listen, I'll sell it 3-for-1. Y'all ain't seen it. The man saw mama going through that. He said, but listen, I would show favor because they held me up here. Y'all ain't talking to me. But see, you, how many know if you can just hold God up long enough, God, if you can just get his attention long enough, that whenever you let your request be made known unto God, he'll show favor 3-for-1. What are you saying? He said, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And when you ask me what you need, I will supply according to my riches in glory. It's not that the man didn't have it on the truck. It's just that we had to ask to get it off the truck. Because at the end of the day, you don't go out just to take it back. You go out to give it out. And I'm here to help somebody understand that your truck is coming. You just got to get somebody to hold him up for you a little while. And then do your negotiation. Why? Because the Lord said, if you ask, I'll give it unto you. And that's why I'm here to tell you now, you got to learn how to bless the Lord, oh, your soul and all that is within you. Because whatever you stand in need of in this life, your Father who is rich in heaven will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You got to learn how to give God the praise and the glory. And even on the day that you don't get nothing, you can taste your buds together and remember what it tastes like yesterday. That's why the writer said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How many know every now and then you just got a residual flavor from rejoicing? You remember what it tastes like then so that you can bless God until the next time. Every now and then you got to learn how to give God the glory, not because of what you have, but because you remember what it was like to have. And thank God every day for the rest of your life that he wakes you up in the morning, starts you on your way, puts a little activity in your limbs. So what if you're not as fast as you used to be? So what if you can't do what you used to do? You got to learn how to give God the praise in whatever it is right now. Look at your name and say, neighbor, I'm not as fast as I used to be, but I will march on anyhow. I can't sing like I used to sing, but I'll make a joyful noise anyhow. I'm not the same person I used to be, but it's as well as it is right now, and I will bless the Lord. I thank God this morning for the bread on my table. I thank God this morning for a little bacon on my bread. I thank God this morning for a little butter on my toast. I thank God this morning because he woke me up, started me on my way, and God is worthy, because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I'd have been dead and sleeping in my grave. But I ain't dead this morning, and I still got to lift up my hands. I'm not dead this morning. I still got to pat my feet. I'm not dead this morning. I still got to say thank you. I say thank you. I say thank you. Because it's all right now. Isn't anybody in this room that want to tell him thank you? That it's all right now. Can you say yeah? Say yeah. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say ah! Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. And as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah.
God is good.
Yes, sir. God is good. In fact, they say he's been better to me than I've been to myself. How many know that we're all self-inflicted victims? We do it to ourselves. But God is a God of recovery. Because Lord, truth be told, we smoked, drank, ate, and did a whole lot of crazy stuff that could have took us out. But God said, not yet. How many want to shout for the not yet? Woo! Others have died from the same thing we were doing, but God put a not yet clause. Not yet. You're not here by accident. This is your destiny. Look at them and say, neighbor, this is what destiny looks like. Look at another name and say, look mighty good, don't it? When Jesus gave his life, there was a reflective moment. When he says to his father, nevertheless, thy will be, in all that I'm dealing with right now, nevertheless, he thought about it. He said, man, after all the stuff I've done and all the stuff that's going to be done, daddy, you're right. That will be done. See, we are so close more often than we realize to the spiritual breakthrough that we're looking for. But you got to get to your nevertheless. You got to say to whatever you're dealing with, nevertheless, thy will be done. Because you do know you're better in the will of God than you'll ever be anywhere else. I hope y'all know I'm right about that. David said, every day the Lord bless me. And it's just another day. They got that little song they sing, ooh, we another blessing. Sound like they're trying to drop it like it's hot. Ooh, we are not, and that's what we listen. You when you leave here today, look, some of y'all right now, we gone. It's 1:03. Some of y'all right now, you gonna leave here and go straight to a restaurant and spend more in the restaurant than you gave in your time. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You already got a plan. You told somebody, look, as soon as he let us go, we'll meet you at Ruby Tuesday. We'll meet you. You know, you did it. But somebody said you go to Ruby. Well, y'all ain't gonna get there about 2:00. Then you. But you got a plan, don't you? And you know what that is? Another blessing. Some of us gonna get in our car and turn the key, and the fuel gauge gonna move from E to F. Ooh wee, another blessing. Some of us gonna put the car in gear, and the transmission ain't gonna go. It's gonna go right in the way it's supposed to, because we know what it's like when the transmission go. And we going to do things for the rest. You done with me. Some of y'all are going to forget me in a few minutes. But the Lord going to be blessing you. You're going to be sitting somewhere, and you better reflect and say, whoa, hallelujah. And some folks going to find out you got religion, because they're going to hear you say, hallelujah. They say, what was that? Ah. Child, I'm just remembering. Somebody got a doctor's appointment. Somebody's got courtroom summons. Somebody's got to go see the man. But you know what you need to be doing right now? Reflecting and rejoicing. You know you can make the devil mad by not reacting the way he thought you were going to react. You got to learn how to laugh in the face of your adversity. Throw the enemy off. I thought sure she'd be cut. cussing and fussing by now. I thought sure they'd be mad at God because they got this, that, or the diagnosis didn't go this way. You got to let the devil know that greater is he that is in me. And I will bless the Lord. I'm telling you now, we got to go. We got to go. But don't miss your moment to bless his holy name. Somebody here today, you may not understand why we do what we do, and you may be new in the church and you may be looking for a church, but let me tell you, in the famous words of our dear friend Montel Jordan, this is how we do it. We bless his holy name. I know you say to yourself, why don't people standing up? What they doing? We just witnesses. That old nursery rhyme song was right. If you're happy and you know it, your face will truly show it. You know. Somebody today, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ, the Christ, as the Lord and Savior of your life, our invitation is first to you. You will give your life to Christ. If you would step in the aisle and just say yes. That beautiful song, Sister Richburg did a beautiful job. Choir did a beautiful job. Much better than they were last Sunday. Beautiful job. And that's really all God wants. It's just for you to say yes. The practice of our preaching is just to get you to a place that you'll make a decision for God. It's by the foolishness of preaching that the world will be saved. And if you'll just say yes today, it's not about initially whether you join our church or not. We just want you to get in the body of Christ. And we'll address where you go from there. But that's the first thing we need to address. Will you give your life to Christ? If you're here today and you need to make that decision, please make it. Don't leave. Say, well, I'll come back next Sunday. It may rain again next Sunday and we'll have the same results. But would you come? The second thing to understand is that he'll take you. He'll take you just as... How many of you remember coming just as you were? And he took you. None of us came thumping our Bible and, you know, we didn't come as deacons and preachers. We came as sinners in need of a Savior. And he knew all about us and said, come on, come on. Any of y'all remember chasing the school bus because you were late? You know, get outside the bus gun, you'd be like, hey, 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 and the bus driver stopped. Let you on. Sometimes they didn't stop, you know. And your friend be looking out the back window instead of telling the driver, hey, somebody coming, they'd be laughing at you. So I'll get y'all late. They're going to have their day. But God will stop every time. No matter how late you are, you just run out there and say, wait, you can get on. He said, whosoever will, I'll let him come. So if you haven't accepted, second thing to understand is that we do make mistakes in the journey. We sometimes get caught up in these cycles and we wind up going round and round our promise because we're not ready to enter in yet. But God is so faithful and so wonderful that he'll say, well, listen, if you'll just say you're sorry. Isaiah said to the people, return unto the Lord. And they tried to act like they didn't know what he was talking about. Time. Return how? What do we do? Isaiah said, don't y'all play God like that. Y'all know. He said, but come on back while the season is near. Come on, come on. In the day you hear his voice, come on now. So I'm saying to you now, if you've fallen away, you want to come back, God will take you right now. Doesn't matter. Whatever you used to be or whatever you formerly did, old things pass away for everybody. And lastly, if you're looking for a church home, we open our doors to you in love. We open our doors to you for life. That you would grow in the body of Christ, be strengthened and live that disciplined life according to the principles of God. Our church is open to you today. If you want to come and be a part of our family. We're not the biggest church. We're not the smallest church. We're not the wealthiest church. We're definitely not a poor church. We're just trying to do the best we can with what we got. And you being a part of that makes us better. So we open our doors to you today. We don't care where you came from necessarily. Our investment in you is about where you're going. So if you want to come and be a part of our family, our doors are open. We're all standing together now. We're getting ready to go. There are none. There are none. That's fine. We're okay. But we want to invite you to come and pray with us. If you'll grab somebody by the hand and just ask them just a few more minutes of your time. Just a few minutes of your time. You'll come and pray.